Vancouver-based Graphite One Resources announced this month they've finalized all land purchases for a promising graphite claim on the Seward Peninsula. But village residents in the area are concerned the proposed mine could harm subsistence resources. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Graphite One Resources has already drilled some exploratory holes at their claim. Vice President Dean Besser says they'll do more work this summer to measure the mine's economic potential.
To ensure that the resource is actually viable or looks to be viable for mining.
This summer, the company will stage operations from a camp off the Teller Road with more employees working in Nome testing deposit samples. Gerald Brown, a vice president at the Bering Straits Regional Corporation, says they've worked with Graphite One the last 2 years helping with logistics. Graphite One has attracted a lot of interest. The city of Nome has referred to the potential value of its deposit in order to bolster claims for building a deep draft port. And at Monday's Common Council meeting, port project manager Joy Baker spoke of getting inquiries about graphite ore transport from a shipping company based in Norway. But so far, the mining company has not reached out to the nearby communities of Brevik Mission or Teller, both of which would be directly affected if the deposit is mined. Albert Aquilic has served on the Mary's Igloo Traditional Council based in Teller since 2005. He says the potential mine site is one of the most important subsistence grounds for people living in the area.
The importance of the Graphite Creek area, it's a food source, seasonal food source. We get moose and muskox and reindeer occasionally, and migratory birds, when they migrate through there, it's an abundant resource. And we also get a lot of our berries for the winter there.
There's also fishing and a small seal harvest from nearby waterways. Aquilic says nobody with the three IRAs close by were aware of the claim's development status, nor have they been contacted by anyone from the company about the possibility of open-pit mining near a prime food and water source.
Yeah, we also haven't heard from this company. Now the settlement is final on that, and there is no input. We did not have any input in this, in the decision-making process, so we kind of feel left out. It's going to affect our food security.
Matt Ganley is in charge of land and resources for BSNC and says that while they've helped Graphite One with logistics in the region, that has not included contacting any tribal governments. Besser says that Graphite One is waiting until after the Alaska Mining Conference this April to reach out to communities close to the deposit.
Well, we understand that we need to have a presence in the community and educate both the people and the shareholders in the area as to what's going on with respect to Graphite One's exploration campaign, and we aim to do that in both the spring and summer of this year.
Joe Price, project manager for Graphite One, says the company held off reaching out to tribes in the region until work on the mine was further along. That way, they'd have firmer information on hand for meetings. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.